all Queen's students of all years and run from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Hey friends, this is singer-songwriter Mike Bigger, and you are listening to CFRC in Kingston, Ontario.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Thanks for joining me for this week's Retrospect. I'm your host, Phil Gray. We explore the greatest in 60s underground rock music. That's garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, psychedelia. It's all here on your weekly episode of Retrospect. This is number 738, and it's all about group sounds, and grip sounds. We talk about group sounds from time to time, the Japanese form of beat music. There ain't none of that in this episode. It'll all come clear in due course. But we kick off with Toledo, Ohio band The Group, GROOP. This is called All Right.
Time to say goodbye. Don't you worry. mentally. These are disturbed people.
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
This is Zach from the Pattersons, and you're listening to Retrospect with Phil Gray, the only radio station worth listening to.
This is Retrospect episode 738, and it is all group sounds, but not out of Japan. We started in the States with a band called The Group, G-R-O-O-P, from Toledo, Ohio. A track off the volume 8 of Back from the Grave called All Right. Now, it's called All Right, but not officially, because it's actually an untitled track from side B of an acetate recorded at A&T in 1967. The flip side was called Without You. There's no further information about the band or the tracks. What a way to kick off Retrospect. We followed The Group with another band called The Group, but this group, also spelt G-R-O-O-P, is out of Melbourne, Australia. Formed 1964... originally as the Wesley Trio. This is a band that actually won a trip to the UK, but no success over there. They went back to Australia. Disbanded 1969. So The Group out of Melbourne. We had two tracks from this band. The first was called Such a Lovely Way, and the second, Woman, You're Breaking Me. Such a Lovely Way released on a CBS 7-inch EP in 1968, and Woman, You're Breaking Me, a single from the year before. This podcast is a labour of love, and if you dig the result, you're welcome to support my work and shout me a coffee or a beer. It's simple. Visit buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey. Cheers. Appreciate it. Let's get back into the show. Well, we've had The Group out of the States, we've had The Group out of Australia, now we have The Group Limited back to the States. This band described as the first Beatles cover band out of Rochester, New York. They released just 145. Apparently gigged about pretty much every high school in Monroe County and the Rochester Institute of Technology and the University of Rochester. The Group Limited, here's one from a 45 released on Integrity Records in 1964. This is As Time Goes By.
Suspect. If you check his past, I don't want to say that because I don't like to create controversy, but very suspect.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Oh.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Feel when I'm with you, it's like a seventh heaven.
Well, it's all group sounds on Retrospect this week, but we had four tracks out of the States. The group Limited, Still with that G-R-O-O-P spelling, the Group Limited As Time Goes By topped the set. Then Group Therapy, yes, G-R-O-O-P, Therapy. From Ripley Park, Pennsylvania, just one release for this band on a label called Lisa, released in June 1968, A-side from Group Therapy called Ronnie Ronnie, then Phil's pick of the week. If you don't know what I'm talking about, check out the Retrospect socials, Retrospect 60s Garage on Insta or Facebook. The band is called The Group, spelt conventionally, which makes a nice change. Released on Freak Records in January 1967. It's a track called 5/4 Bathtub or 5/4 Bathtub or 5/4 Bathtub, written by one Brian Harman, who also wrote the B-side called Why Does My Head Go Boom? He's a jazz guitarist. But back in his early days, growing up in Iowa, he and his brothers played and recorded with a band called the Stompers. The track 5/4 Bathtub, as I said, released on Freak Records, label out of Iowa City, Iowa. And we wrapped the set with another band called Group Therapy, but this time conventionally spelt, on a label called Rev Records out of North Hollywood, California. So I'm assuming the band also out of California. 1966 release from Group Therapy, A-side on Rev Records, a track called Seventh Heaven.
Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, West Virginia and Wyoming. You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Well, we have had the Group and the Group and Group Limited and Group Therapy and the Group and Group Therapy. Time now for the Joe R. Group. Very little information, if any, about the Joe R. Group. The track we've got, called Evil Soul, is on a comp on the Numero Records label, put out in 2019, called Fresh Cuts with Eugene Viscioni, who's known as the Mad Genius of New Jersey. Apparently owned a hairdresser and out the back was some sort of recording studio. In his biography, he said he produced over 500 groups and artists from garage bands to doo-wop, folk, pop and western. So here's a track he produced, the Joe R. Group. This is called Evil Soul.
Thank you. money can do. Listen, I'll tell you a thing or two. Chili came along, oh, can't you see? I had a love and she belonged to me, to me. I spent all my money on the things she had seen. When I took her out, she looked like a queen. But when it happened, I ran out of dough. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, money can make you happy, yeah. Money can make you blue, so blue. I spent all my money on the things she had seen. When I took her out, she looked like a queen. But then it happened, I ran out of dough. Oh, no, 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 no. Hey, money can make you happy, yeah. And money can make you blue, so blue. Money, 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 money. Yeah, yeah. Money, 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 money. Money, money.
We're about halfway through our Group Sounds episode. We had the Joe R group with Evil Soul, then the Scruffy group. You can see them up on our socials. Their origins go back to 1965 with Jack Van Pelt and Max Freeland, who were students at Ohio State, shared an apartment, relocated to Strongsville. 1965, they had the opportunity to record a 45, and they wrote two songs for that 45. One track was called Do, the track we had, Little Girl. Released on Tema Records, July 1965. Tema Records out of Cleveland. The Scruffy group, who lasted 6 to 8 months. And then we had the You Know Who group. Out of Brooklyn, recorded for International Allied Records. We had the A-side of a 1965 45, a track called It's a Funny Thing That Money Can Do.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
Time for some global group sounds. And again, no tracks at all out of Japan. We're actually starting in South Africa with a band called Group 66. They formed in 1966 in Johannesburg, but broke up just a year later. One LP released in 1967 on Pi Records. It was actually a split LP with a guy called Jody Wayne, but three singles. All released in 1966. Here's Group 66 with I Know About Love.
I
like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
حالا تو سنادران بازه دار لب مدران تا برم دنبالمون گربه همسایمون بیارمش تو خونه تا دلوم ببینه اون وقت دنبالت کنه لحمه یه چپت کنه
و موشک ریز و بلا اومدی خونه ما یونتا کردی بنا توی آشپز خونه ما روغنا رو خورده ای پنیرا رو برده ای این کارا گناه داره گناه هم جزا داره میدمت گربه سیاه آقا موش بی حیا شکمت زفره کنه لغویه چپت کنه بچه ها یتیم بشن تو کوچه آوارشن گربه ها دنبالشون بکنن شکارشون حالا تو سنا درار با صدا لبمو درار تا برم دنبالمون گربه همسایمون بیارمش تو خونه تا دلوم ببینه اون وقت دنبالت کنه لغمه یه چپه
And that is Global Group Sound, starting with Group 66 out of South Africa, I Know About Love. Then we go to Sweden for the Lee Riders Group. Their roots are in Borgholm, Sweden, formed 1961, a band called Red River Band, featuring a drummer, accordion player, and trumpet player. They changed their name to the Lee Riders Group with a turnover in membership, relocated to Stockholm and built a reputation with students and other young people, became a popular band with a TV appearance in autumn 1966. Various records released by Philips, and they had the opportunity to contribute music to a soundtrack called Dom Kollar Oss Mods, or They Call Us Misfits, a track that was the B-side of their fifth and final 45 released in 1968, backed with a track called The Forgotten Generation, both from that Dom Kollar Oss Mods film. We took the B-side. The title track, Dom Kollar Oss Mods, from Sweden's Lee Riders Group, then True Obscurity for us, a track out of Iran from Group Syed, off the Rax, 17 Golden Garage Psych Nuggets from the Iranian 60s Scene compilation, part of the Pebbles series, from Group Saeed. Group Saeed was Saeed Dabiri, an Iranian lyricist. Three 7-inch singles released by him, dates unknown, released on labels called Royale and Monogram.
Keep this incredible, or whatever you want to call it, it is special. And it's a great, great place.
Continuing with our global group sounds, we go to Indonesia. Here's a band you can see up on our socials called Ariesta Berawa Group. Here's where I break the retrospect rule, but hey, my podcast, my rules. This one has snuck into my collection and bubbled to the top when researching groups. The Ariesta Berawa Group. It's actually a track from an album called Volume 1, released not till 1974. But let's give it a listen. Ariesta Berawa Group with Dedunia Yang Lane.
Thank you.
their ideology doesn't work.
Retrospect.
Bad things. I've seen many bad things, and that was just a horrible thing. We'll be right back.
And that is more global group sound, starting off with Ariesta Berawa Group out of Indonesia, followed them up with Dutch band Group 65, group spelled G-R-O-E-P in this case, actually generally written N-V Group 65, one of the best beat bands out of Holland. They had two 45s. We took the A-side of the second one. It's called Pipe and You Like It, released on Delta in 1966. Their other release on Grey Pass Records in 2000. Actually, interestingly, it's called the Bovema Recordings, and it is a 10-inch 33 1/3 RPM vinyl platter. So from NV Group 65, we had a track, Pipe and You Like It, and wrapping up with another track out of the Netherlands. The band is called Group 1850, group again spelled G-R-O-E-P, Dutch psychedelic rock band founded 1964 in The Hague, never really had any success outside of the Netherlands. They originally were called The Klits with a K, renamed Group 1850 in 1966 with their first release on a tiny label called Yip. They moved into psychedelia, very much reflected in the track we had called Mother No Head, their only single to chart in the Dutch Top 40. Also released an album called A Gemmo's Trip to Mother Earth in late 1968. Group 1850.
He spends too much time on foreign.
Retrospect. Now you can see the full playlist of this episode up on the Retrospect socials. You'll find an episode post on Facebook, Insta and TikTok with the full track listing and the spellings. Many variations there are on group sounds this week. Wrapping everything up with a track out of Germany from the Gus Brendel Group. The Gus Brendel Group fronted by one Gustav Brendel, who also went under the moniker The Pretty Trumpets. Released on the Jamming Scouts label, a German label, the name derived from Für alle Schallplatten Samir. This one is called Take a Shake. It's from an LP called the Gus Brendel Group / the Crazy Horses, Grober, Teenager Party. Anyway, the big teenage party? I don't know. The Gus Brendel Group. Taking us out this week. Thanks for being here for Retrospect. Remember, loads of back episodes. Remember, you can buy me a beer or a coffee. All that stuff you'll find on our socials. Thanks again. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
We are Monet and Christian.
And you are listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hi, this is Jill Barber, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queens.